Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio. If you've never slept with your head at the bottom of your bed, you need to start living your life. Where's your sense of adventure?
Hey, handsomes. Do you sometimes wish Jackson could DM for Adam and Cass? Well, do I have news for you. Following in the footsteps of mine and Douche's journey in Dinosaur Park, we're releasing Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, to all Sans Pants Plus members January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st, and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick, because come February, it'll be only available to Sans Pants Kings. So, just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cash unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Welcome to Season 1, Episode 25 of Once Upon a Time in Zombie Plagued Chult. Previously...
I go inside, Michelle.
All right, cool.
You use your action to shell defense. You gain 4 to your AC. You advantage on strength and con saving throws. While you're in your shell, you're prone. You're already prone. Your speed is 0, and you have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws, and you can't take reactions.
I come back out as a bonus, though.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try and stabilize Pop.
All right.
Pop, wake up, Pop, wake up, Pop, wake up, Pop, wake up, wake up.
Make a medicine check.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
You fail. Pop needs to make another saving throw. Quasha has no healing magic.
He is the worst magic user.
Druids don't have a lot of healing, and he's used a lot of his magic.
But he's a big tree lover. What do they do?
We need a small team of people good at stealth who can make their way to the Deathlock, find where the Deathlock is, and kill the Deathlock. It's getting very dangerous now that you're so close and it's so difficult. At one point, you think one of the dead turns around to look in your direction. There are several dead standing here, just presumably as guards, and you see it, the Deathlock.
Having snuck your way through the undead, you've made it to the Deathlock. Let me get you a picture.
Hey, Deathlock, what are you doing here? You're hanging out with all your friends. Oh my god.
Show me.
He's got a big stick. He's wearing like robes and pointy boots and a crown. He looks fucking terrifying.
Oh, it's...
If I saw this man anywhere, I would piss myself.
Yeah, no, fair, I would. I'd piss yourself too.
Yeah. It's like, Cass, what are you doing? I'm terrified. I'm pissing yourself.
Oh my god, no, same. Twins. Jinx.
He looks like the worst person.
Imagine if you dipped a person in tea so they got all of the tannin on them.
Yes.
You cut the hole in their mouth and then you treated them like one of those vacuum packing systems.
Yep. Just sucked all the bits out of them.
All the bits and then all the skin's clinging to
them. Put them in some nice clothes. Some nice green robes and a crown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Deathlock is facing away from you, but every now and then he turns and you see him in sharp relief. The fire sits beneath a small cauldron, which bubbles happily with a foul and noxious appearing green brew. The Deathlock appears to be working at some sort of makeshift alchemy table. He turns one way to his right and you see him in that sharp relief.
But then he turns to his left and you see him very poorly. But when he does that, you see small little flicks and gestures with his hand. And you can tell that he's manipulating the many dead when he does that. A couple of times he does so, and one of the dead standing around him moves and picks something up or holds something or helps him at the alchemy table. Nailed to a tree with her hands above her.
Oh, Adam.
Oh, no.
Adam, you bastard.
You see Sister Syas.
Oh, you're such a prick.
I clench my jaw.
There is a whip hanging from a low branch near her, and you can see that she has quite obviously been flayed. From the blood slowly pooling at her wounds,
oh, that's not good. It's worse.
You can tell that she's still alive, but she does not seem conscious.
I give you a look, Tiffany.
I just shake my head like, this will not do. But like
I do like a bully cracking his knuckles gesture and nodding.
But silently.
Oh, you know, like not actual gonna crack my knuckles.
Come out then. The deathlock turns around to face your group.
I didn't make actual cracking noises, Adam.
No, the deathlock turns around to face you.
Do you think I would not notice? Do you think I would not ward my camp?
That was fucking Bill Waddle's job.
How close are we? Can we just attack immediately?
You can attack immediately if you want.
I don't even know what
Bill Waddle.
Let's try the army trick again.
Bill Waddle.
I have a big army.
Wanders out of the bush. So does Artis, Dragonbait, and with that prompting, Quasha, Koopaloo, and Sepetto.
I gesture for you to hold.
Okay. I unwrap my fist from my rapier.
I point at me, and I point to everybody else, and then I point at you, and I point to Sister Syas.
I nod.
All right. I join the rest of the group.
I have many magics about me, and many of them yet to come. Once I have destroyed your pitiful fort.
Not my fort.
Please, speak your peace before I kill you.
All right. Adam, are you giving me an opportunity to filibuster this ghoul?
What do you mean by filibuster?
You're not familiar with filibustering.
I know what the filibuster is. I'm not sure what you mean by the filibuster.
So, you know how filibuster works, yeah?
Yeah.
You talk too long so that people can't vote on a bill.
Yeah.
So, are you giving me the opportunity to say my piece to this monster, giving, say, Tiffany enough time to rescue Sister Syas?
You could try doing that. Tiffany hasn't revealed herself yet.
No, doesn't look like I could reliably at least try to sneak.
You could try. You don't know necessarily how the deathlock sensed you. So you're not sure if the deathlock is aware of how many people are here.
How'd you know it was us?
I'll start sneaking.
I have many wards. A simple alarm spell was enough.
As you walk, you stalk past Bill Waddle and Artis Simbra, both of whom clock you, Tiffany, and clock where you're moving and presumably what you're about to do. Artis Simbra leaps in next to you, Pop, looking at you sideways and then at the deathlock. But surely, before we do battle, could we at least know why you are here and why you have come to kill us?
Exactly. That's what we want to know.
After Artis Simbra does it, Bill Waddle joins in.
We're filibustering a ghoul.
You attempt to distract the deathlock while Tiffany moves to Sister Syas.
My eyes are up here, pal.
Tiffany, while they are prattling on, you make it to Sister Syas. She's breathing faintly.
Okay, so what I want to do is lean my body against hers, hold her hands in one hand, and then cut the rope really slowly with the other so that nothing...
It's chain. She's nailed. There's no ropes.
Oh. Well, I just cut her hands off then. No, I'm kidding.
Get a good boy card. That was funny.
Can I try and use like wedging my rapier in and just trying to like slowly pull the nails out?
No, with a rapier you can't.
Dagger?
There is a hammer on the table that you could go grab. It would be the easiest way to do this.
I used to have a hammer, but that little fella stole it off me.
Yeah, he did.
Well then, I will use the hammer. I will attempt to go near the table.
As you approach the table and grab the hammer, because you're doing it so gently, you drop the hammer because you're trying to use a very delicate touch. The hammer hits the dirt next to you. As the deathlock turns around, Bill Waddle says very loudly, that cloak of yours, is it also magical? The deathlock turns back to Bill Waddle.
Fool, you think every inch of me magical?
All right.
Oh, yeah, you're an undead man.
Tiffany, you bend down to pick up the hammer.
Fuck yeah, Bill Waddle.
You walk back to Sister Syas, and you don't know how to do it without making her cry in anguish, because as soon as you bring the hammer down, you can tell that she trembles a little bit.
Can we see what Tiffany's doing?
Yeah, you're looking. It's literally happening behind the deathlock.
I mean, you know, we look over here and we see you in your resplendent robes. And I want to put emphasis on look over here.
Okay.
And I look over.
All right, Tiffany, you follow. You turn around.
And basically, I'm going to try to...
Everyone is so tense right now. You could feel it from everyone.
What I'm going to try to do here, Adam...
Yeah?
...is I'm going to put emphasis on certain words very loudly in the hope that Tiffany realizes that when I yell something to try to dampen the noise. Does that make sense?
You're still going to hear two people yelling.
Yeah, I guess you are.
Sepetto drops his sword, falls to his knees, and scrambles towards the Deathlock's feet. Please, please, please! He loudly wails and cries at the Deathlock.
I start
crying for mercy. Please, please don't kill me. Please, I'm just a conscript.
I shove one, like the arm I'm not using, I shove it in Thingo's mouth.
I get a bad boy card.
Oh, no.
As you pull the first nail out, not only do you fail to pull the nail out, but Sister Syas cries out in anguish. The Deathlock turns around and sees you, Tiffany. At the exact same moment, Sepetto grabs the Deathlock's legs and tries to pull to knock it over. At the same time, everyone springs into action.
Yeah, I body slam this motherfucker.
Okay. Tiffany, who do you want to act with?
Sister Syas is out, yeah?
Yeah, she's not in this fight.
Then Sepetto.
And Pop.
Koopaloo-y. Everybody's favorite violent weed.
The zombies also spring into action, all of them standing around here. Tiffany and Sepetto, you're first.
I try so hard to just pry him out while he's...
You can free Sister Syas, but that's your turn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do you want Sepetto to do? He dropped his sword to make this play.
Hold on to his legs and don't let go.
Okay, that's what he'll try to do.
Pretty much.
He tries to topple the Deathlock, but he fails to do so. Oh, no, he does. Actually, he pulls the Deathlock until... No, he doesn't. No, sorry, because the Deathlock can pick. Sorry. I was just trying to work out the rules. The Deathlock remains standing, but Sepetto does a very good job of trying to make it topple. It's the Deathlock's turn.
Might lose both my arms this time.
You don't have a tail anymore, right?
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, I forgot.
The Deathlock reaches down and grabs Sepetto's hands. The Deathlock slowly pulls Sepetto up. As he does so, Sepetto's body jerks and writhes and quivers. Before your very eyes, Pop, you can see Sepetto's flesh begin to decay and turn icy.
Ah, I wanted that boy on my team.
By the time the Deathlock is face-to-face with Sepetto, Sepetto is basically a desiccated corpse. He lets go of Sepetto, and Sepetto's body hits the ground.
But that was his turn, so we all have a turn now. So thanks, Sepetto. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
For whenever, Sepetto. Pop and Koopaloo-y.
We're going to try to just fuck him up, I guess.
All right. You charge forwards, and you get your four attacks.
Absolutely. Is that crown important?
You don't know. You can't tell, though.
I'm just going to go for his head. Heads are important.
Yeah.
Miss. Hit. Miss. Miss. You hit once. As you're swinging, your blows keep clattering off some sort of invisible shield all around him. He appears to have some form of magical armor. You only manage to land one hit. You deal 8 points of damage. What do you want Cooper Louie to do?
We could have all been deserters too while we were sneaking here. We just could have snuck off into the woods.
Oh my god.
As a team.
Imagine if we did.
Bill Waddle wouldn't have come and neither would have Cepetto, but the others probably would have.
You really think so?
Well, Artis might have. Dragonbait wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have.
Dragonbait
wouldn't
have.
No, I wouldn't have either.
Cooper Louie and Quasha definitely wouldn't have.
Artis might have.
Flask
would have.
Flask might. Actually, Flask mightn't have now. Flask is deeply superstitious and believes that he's on a quest.
Oh, that's right. He does too, counting all those trees.
He is on a quest.
Cooper Louie.
I don't think anyone in your party other than you two would have done that.
Can Cooper Louie restrain him?
Cooper Louie could try to.
With his viney powers?
Cooper Louie has no special viney powers to entangle someone.
I thought he was just like a plant boy, like plant him.
He could try, but Cooper Louie's small. That's his problem. He's but a toddler size.
Yeah, but he's a tough toddler.
That he is.
I've seen him punch like a hole in a troll.
Hole in a troll. My favorite game.
Just try to like restrain him.
Cooper Louie attempts to wrap himself around.
Oh, get him in the cauldron. Cook him in his own stew.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's a stew that makes you powerful, too.
Ooh.
Zombies attack everyone.
How many?
Countless horde.
I thought there was only six.
More than six are coming. Both of you are going to take two attacks. But the rest of the horde is turning around.
Adam, it doesn't matter. I'm on one hit point. I take two attacks. It's like sick.
Well, if they I'm both dead. Miss... Tiffany,
you call for Vaughn now.
Can I?
You could try.
I call for Vaughn.
Somewhere deep in the fort. Vaughn does not feel like going this time. No, I'm kidding. Your actual looks of panic was so funny. No, of course, Vaughn knocks over one of the defenders, crushing him. Breakbone looks incredibly pissed off, but you can't see that. Vaughn breaks a hole in the northern wall and begins stomping towards you.
They all heard me say, you take instructions from the lieutenant unless I need you, in which I will call for you to bail us out.
Okay.
Do they want this to work or not? We're not using stealth anymore. That ghost has been given up its ghost.
That ghost has been given up.
That's what I wanted to say, but in the end I said something dumber.
No, you said the same thing. You just added the ghost at the end. That ghost has been given up the ghost. Oh, no.
Tiffany, you take 2 points of damage as a zombie claws and snaps at you.
He's still alive.
It's all bad. It's all bad. It's so bad. It's all bad. If you pass out before Vaughn gets here, it's not going to do anything.
Pop goes down.
Fuck.
And now, a quick word from our sponsor. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that we would stop all this role-playing nonsense so that we could get down to brass tacks and nut out which bird is the best bird, then do I have news for you. Shut Up a Second is a show by myself, Jackson, Cass, and Zoe, where we, as my dad calls it, embarrass ourselves on a public platform with our lack of scientific understanding. So if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad isn't answering my calls, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up a Second.
His last command was come here. He doesn't have a mind.
Like, Cass, how do I communicate with Vaughn? I'm wearing an amulet.
I'm stupid.
Take it off
it's
me.
It's so sad that I'm so stupid. I'm starting a GoFundMe.
Just going to say, though. I only just realized that myself. I was like, oh no, we can't use Vaughn because I can't use my amulet. Wait a minute, it's a necklace. Do you remember when, you know, like I died and forgot I had a gift of protection and also forgot I had an ability that made my attack so much stronger and you forgot you could set things on fire and also heal yourself or something that time?
Oh my God, yeah.
God, hey, we're good.
I have a potion of heroism.
Also, why the fuck isn't old mate using his, like, polar bear?
Isn't it because they want that?
It's not his turn.
Oh. No, they don't want that.
No, different people.
Everyone else wants the giants, the wizards, those guys that I got the horse off.
Oh, poor Hank.
Ice forms along the ground in a cracked line towards the deathlock. It ends just beneath the deathlock, and ice slowly reaches up around the deathlock's feet, over its boots, up its legs, freezing it nearly solid. The deathlock looks down at the ice creeping up it, then up at Artis Simber. The deathlock gives one tremendous effort of magical force, and the ice shatters. Artis Simber is knocked aback slightly. Artis Simber looks concerned. Then Dragonbait barrels forwards.
I'm dead.
That's sad.
Dragonbait's sword, Holy Avenger, flashes through the night.
Oh, fuck
yeah. He scores two hits, and Holy Avenger's extra damage against undead comes in handy.
Yes, Dragonbait.
Yeah.
Dragonbait swings Holy Avenger through the deathlock, shattering it into 1,000 pieces.
That's it?
Holy Avenger's fucking sick. Also, Artis Simber did 40 points of damage with his attack.
Did I do any damage?
You did 8.
I contributed.
Wait, it's just done.
Is he dead?
Yeah, the Deathlock is destroyed by the NPCs. But nonetheless, destroyed.
Hey, that was easy. Why were we worried?
I don't know. I'm dead.
Okay. Are we out of initiative?
No, you're not. There's still a lot of zombies. They're just not intelligent anymore. Bill Waddle picks up Pop and yells, "Follow me!" You splash down into the river and start making your way.
We can't hide.
South. Yeah, there's no stealth. Stealth has been
working. No. But even if we wanted to, Vaughn would just give our position away.
That's true.
Someone's got Sister Sias, right?
Yeah.
Who's holding Sister Sias?
Me.
All right. Because you're holding Sister Sias, you've got to make dexterity checks to get into the fort. Sister Sias imposes disadvantage because you're carrying her. Make sense? If you want, you can pass it on to someone else.
Can someone else take her? I don't think I can.
Artis Simber is there before you can even finish.
Perfect.
You will need to make 3 dexterity saving throws. Otherwise, the horde is upon you and then you are being carried.
You have saving throw card.
Did I miss one?
You're sprinting through the muck and mud.
Succeed on a saving throw.
You feel an undead claw in the dark slash out at you, but you duck under it and keep going. The gates open and you're inside the fort. You're fine. Bill Waddle. Leading the charge, Bill Waddle makes it back in.
Oh, thank God, he's carrying me. I was like, I'm not worried about Bill Waddle. I am.
Artis.
Oh, they're not waiting patiently anymore because now they're just mindless and there's prey.
Yeah.
But they don't have ideas.
They're not organized. They're just hungry.
Dragonbait needs to stay behind to provide cover for Artis Simber and Sister Sias. So they, I will resolve separately. Quasha?
What?
No, Quasha and Koopa Louie also stay. Of course they do. I'll resolve them now.
Ooh.
Oh, because of course, the zombies.
Quasha and Koopa Louie are looking for a fight for these undead. And Artis Simber carrying Sister Sias is the perfect excuse. They want to fight and to
I'm assuming no one's carrying Sepetto because he has been desiccated.
Sepetto is probably very definitely dead.
Okay.
Probably very definitely. That's good enough for me, let's leave.
Dragonbait would never abandon Artis Simber, and so is also staying to help.
Except in that vision where they're fighting. I thought that fight was going to happen.
Oh my God.
At the camp? When Dragonbait stood up and Artis gave him a look, I thought they were going to have the fight at the camp, and I was going to have to steal Artis Simber's ring.
Everyone makes it back into the fort. The gates close behind you. All right. So, because no one had time to treat you, Pop, I'm just going to roll your death saving throws now.
Yeah, okay. All 3?
It might be more than 3. We'll find out.
Four.
First one, success.
Hey.
You're lucky with death saving throws. Second one, 20. You're back on 1 hit point.
Yay!
You finished the run in.
Takes a lot more than that to take me down.
Did I just come back through sheer will?
Yeah, basically.
Good.
Being dragged along restarted your heart.
Oh, that was all right. What'd I miss?
How?
How what?
I just give you a big hug.
I don't stop the hug.
Ah, progress.
We better get some fucking good experience from this entire fucking ordeal, Adam.
Also, just as some flavor, I pull away from the hug and you can see that I've got bits of your wounds on me because you're constantly leaking.
You've got a bit of me on your face.
Tiffany and Pop, over several days, you are completely healed.
Woo.
And the resupply convoy gets here. You're just under siege for 3 days, but the zombies cannot penetrate the walls without an intelligent mind behind them.
And we've got Vaughn.
And
who would have doubled back and come back into the camp?
Vaughn slowly clears through the undead with the defenders as well. And then when reinforcements get there, it's a simple matter. Eventually, you clear out the dead.
And did you end up finishing your everyday...
What? No doubt. Yeah, I would assume on those 3 days I've done the healing thing to myself.
Someone has. Sister Sias, if no one else helped you.
Cool. Also, then you're out of it.
Yeah. Can you get fixed? No. Your face.
No. No, I can't.
Be like my leg.
Yeah. Face and leg are the same. The wound thing cleared up, though.
You're at the full negative 10, Pop. A powerful cleric, more powerful than Sister Sias, will have to heal you. But Sister Sias was able to keep you in health.
So I no longer have to...
No longer have to waste the spell every day.
When I meet a magical mage, though, they'll restore my hit points to the full maximum of...
98.
98.
You're currently on 88. Tiffany, you're on 56. Both of you are on full hit points.
My old max was 84, so I'm still winning.
Commander Breakbone is, for the most part, thankful to you. For helping.
For the most part.
Headbutted him very hard.
You did headbutt him, and you also killed one of his men with Vaughn.
I was dying. I fucking died for this fucker twice.
You saved the fort nonetheless. And how many times did he nearly die in the fight?
I don't know, didn't check.
You all fought for each other.
I didn't fight for him.
Maybe at one point, fucking hell, maybe at one point, Lieutenant Salhana comes to you and is like, pull your head in. Don't start a fight. We need to be pulling together right now.
Oh, that's not going to go well.
Pop, I apologize.
What?
Get a good boy cop.
What? When you apologize, I stare at you being like, oh God, here we go. And when you apologize, I stare at you for a full minute. I don't blink. I don't know what to do right now.
I apologize. It's the, not only is it, she's the lieutenant. I have no rank in this fight. But also, it is a polite thing to do in this scenario because I respect this person.
A full minute without blinking.
What?
I just sort of shake my head really slightly.
The apology is just vague and more at the lieutenant and not quite at Breakbone, but it's an apology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Pop Mandarin.
Both of you get 6,125 experience points.
Oh!
Hey!
Killing it! Killing it!
Almost died, but got rewarded. It's kind of like if you won the lotto, but got hit by a truck, but then survived, and you still got to keep all the money you won.
Ooh, yeah. Getting hit by a truck when you win the lottery, but... your health insurance covers all of it.
Correct.
You don't have to dip into lotto money.
That sounds like something Alanis Morissette would sing about.
You're both on 33,200. You're nearly level 8.
Hey!
Like I took us like most of the campaign to level up and then one battle.
The biggest battle.
That was exhausting.
That was 4 separate massive encounters back to back.
Jeez, that was insane. So you're right, Horns.
Feel better now? How are you doing?
Oh, you know, can't complain. I've been through, well, I wouldn't say worse. It's been close.
I'm keen to do what we came here to do.
Yeah.
Pilfering from the dead, you find.
Ooh!
Ooh, yes.
I love a bit of a pilfer.
Pilfer, 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 everything for Wilfer. That's not my name.
400 silver pieces. A clear vial containing a viscous green ichor, but scentless and labeled with a pleasant sunflower. It's basic poison.
Sunflower poison?
Basic poison. You're basic.
You're basic. An unused greatsword and a spell book that has a few doodles in it.
Any spells?
Yeah, it would contain several spells.
Can I learn them?
I don't think so, no. You can't add to your spells. I think only wizards can do that.
Ah.
You don't have a spell book.
I give it to someone else. What was the other thing?
A unused greatsword.
Can anyone wield that?
Maybe dragon bait.
His sword's way better than this one, though.
Yeah. He's got a magical sword. He's got a sword with a name.
Let's donate these.
All right. You can leave that with the people here if you want.
Yes.
A golden circlet worth 32 gold.
What's the circlet?
Like a little band that goes around your head.
Oh, like a headband?
No, not like a headband.
Exactly.
A headband ties back hair. It's a circlet.
That's a hair tie. No.
No, hair ties don't
go. It's a visor. It's a visor without the vise.
It's a circle of gold that goes around your, like, over your temples and rests just above your brow.
Like a Caesar hat.
Yeah, like what Caesar did.
Like a laurel, yes.
A double Caesar hat.
A double Caesar.
Golden double Caesar.
Golden double Caesar. A complete golden double Caesar, because a Caesar's always got an opening, but this is a, you know.
Yeah.
28 gold pieces. Two scandalously shaped glass flasks, each filled with pink fluid, two potions of healing.
We take one each.
Yes.
When you say scandalous, Adam, are you saying that I'm drinking out of a naked lady?
One of them's a naked lady. The other one's a naked guy.
I'm taking the lady.
They fit together.
Oh, yucky. I'm taking the lady.
Butt bomb to bum.
Yeah, butt to butt. Just how regular people have sex like me. Yeah, yeah. And then you twist. Oh, boy.
A thin leather thong bearing a red agate flecked with black, resembling the wing case of a ladybird, which maybe Sister Sias says, ooh, that's lucky. It's a luck stone.
I would like to pocket the luck stone.
While this polished agate is on your person, you get a +1 bonus to ability checks and saving throws.
That's nice.
Ooh, ladybug luck stone.
Finally, a green gemstone necklace fashioned to resemble an unusually friendly troll. A perioptive wound closure. While you wear this pendant, you stabilize whenever you are dying at the start of your turn. In addition, whenever you roll a hit die to regain hit points, double the number of hit points it restores.
I pass this directly to you.
I put it on. Wait, I pocket it. Because I don't think... Oh, can I wear this?
You can't wear both.
Well, then. Maybe...
I give it back to you.
I wear it.
So you either wear that one or the lucky one?
No, lucky one's a stone.
You can just hold on to it, right?
Yeah, it's just a rock, yeah?
Oh, man.
It just needs to be... Well, you need to be attuned to it, but it just needs to be in your... You just need to be holding it, basically.
It just needs to be in a pocket.
So you can only be attuned to three items at a time. Currently, it's the perioptive wound closure and the good luck stone. Whereas for you...
I've got Vaughn's amulet.
Yeah, Vaughn's amulet.
I've got another amulet of forgetsies, but I can't wear it.
If you want, Breakbone suggests that you could go back with the wounded on the supply ships to Port Nyanzaru if you want to return.
So, why are we going back to Port Nyanzaru? Oh, we were going to steal a map.
Refresh, rearm, and steal a map.
That's
yes.
right.
Or
that's
look
right.
for maps, at least.
And we're going to steal it. That's right, because Flask was like, well, we don't have to do it legally. And Artis was like, I like theft. I don't think he said that, but I like to imagine he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll...
Oh, Flask of Wine also recovers. Oh, that's right. I got to roll for Flask of Wine.
Gahoy.
If he dies now...
First things first, highs or lows?
Highs?
Yeah, Flask of Wine doesn't die.
Oh, don't start that with doesn't.
Flask of Wine no longer has a nose. He tragically can no longer smell.
No.
He can't communicate with Dragonbait at all.
Oh, no.
True. Also, he can't smell. That is the greatest...
For a cat.
Before you guys leave, no matter where you're going, Flask of Wine gets a bit of a bindle, puts any object that he has that he just likes because he likes the smell, puts them all in the bindle, wraps up the bindle, and hurls it into the water.
I love Flask of Wine. I give Flask of Wine a big cuddle.
Flask of Wine returns the cuddle. His soft fur feels nice.
Oh my god, I didn't even consider how nice it would be to hug a big cat.
The ball of soft that he used to have. And then the little rock that looked like a man crying, and he threw it away because he used all its magic. Oh, bless him. I guess we're going back to point nine, Zaru. Do we chat, sister? Do you want to try to get Sister Size to come with us or anything like that, or nah? Do you want to talk to her?
I'll say goodbye.
Sister Sias gives you a letter before you leave, and she says, I was going to mail this to you, but I suppose I can just deliver it directly.
Oh, I hand her the letter I've written.
She takes it. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope I see you again.
I think you should still check the post office when you get there.
Okay.
This might be the third letter, she says.
Oh, she's too good to me. I thank her. I just know if she comes with us, I'm putting her in more danger. It's not safe here, but the more we do to rid Cholt of the really bad things that are happening, the safer she'll be in the long run. She's not in the middle of it, so I'm not asking her to come with me. Thank you. I hope we can keep you safe.
Same to you.
Thank you. Give her a big hug.
She hugs you back.
I go to Lieutenant Salhana? Oh, yeah. Sorry. No. Cass.
Sorry, I've just realized. It's cool of me to wear the
It's not magically attuned, it's fine.
Good, I can still wear my necklace with my life-saving necklace. That's very important.
Your life-saving necklace with your other life-saving necklace.
Oh,
Sister Sias.
Yeah, I got a lieutenant. I have no idea if you're around for this, so this could be fun.
Lieutenant,
mm-hmm.
I don't like serving, as you probably guessed, but I'd happily serve under you again, should you ever need it.
For someone who doesn't like serving, you're a good soldier.
Yeah, I do it. I like to fight.
She laughs. Look, if you're ever looking to do some good but not make a lot of money, our ranks are always open to those who have trouble following orders.
Look, I have trouble following orders, but what I'm saying is I'm happy to assist you in any way, shape, or form. However, don't expect me to bend the knee to the old, high and mighty. Done it before, not my cup of tea.
It's okay. If you have any maps, I'd appreciate having a look at them. You do have a map of everywhere that you've been, and also Lady Ware, your patron back in Port Nyanzaru, who's paying for everything, she produced a map that you've been using as well. So if you see the big map in the middle of the board, that is an actual map that you guys have, and that is maybe one of the most complete maps that has ever been made of Cholt.
I have a replica of that?
You don't have a replica, but if you show it to her, she can make a copy.
Right, I show it to her and I just make note of the Mandarin River as well.
She notes down the Mandarin River, sure. She doesn't care.
It's starting.
That's so good.
And now I want to ask Bill Waddle what Bill Waddle's plans are post-siege.
Bill Waddle's still working for the fort. Bill Waddle is a close friend of Breakbone, actually.
Well, all right, then that scuppers that plan, so don't worry.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You are unable to recruit anyone from the fort.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to try the lieutenant, but I thought I might be able to get one of the tribes people.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. You could grab one of the other ones if you wanted to.
The one I wanted died.
Okay. If you want, you could go back to Port Nyanzaru and find another guide.
No, we're okay. We've got plenty of people. I just wanted Cepedo. And he died.
Unfortunately.
So I guess we're heading back to Port Nyanzaru. You good, Horns?
I'm better.
Oh, that's all right.
Traveling with the supply convoy, you encounter no issues getting back. It's smooth sailing. You're in such a large group that no one would dare attack.
Pause. Before we leave, how does Vaughn come with us?
Vaughn can just run along the side. He doesn't need to sleep,
true,
drink, or eat. He can just keep going.
I'm going to ask Vaughn.
Or he could swim in the water and move.
To, when we get close to Port Nyanzaru, to hide himself in the jungle.
It only sounds like that when you're above water. When you're underwater, it sounds fine. Harry Potter style.
Absolutely. Do you know what I do? Vaughn's in the water and I go underwater and go, Vaughn, old sport, if you could be a wonderful help. When we arrive at Port Nyanzaru, make yourself scarce until such a time that I require your assistance. I do not want people who do not have the best intentions for you at heart getting their grubby, 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 Grubby mitts on you. There are five words for grubby in Aquan.
How ironic. They're so clean.
Mm. Then right. I come out of the water again.
Will Tiffany ever learn how much Pop cares for her? Will Pop ever admit how much he cares for Tiffany? Will artist Simba find his true love? Can Flask of Wine learn to live without his nose? And will any of our party survive the jungles of Chult? Find out next season on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.